with about 2 weeks before Election Day, many Hoosiers are creating their voting plans. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruhlman reports, advocates say even with federal protections, Hoosiers with disabilities can still encounter a variety of barriers when they cast their ballot.
Voting accommodations are required by federal law. For example, the Americans with Disabilities Act requires polling locations to meet accessibility standards, and the Help America Vote Act requires an electronic voting machine at every polling location. Emily Munson is the policy director for Indiana Disability Rights.
If for some reason there is a problem, I think voters ought to remember that there are entities out there to help them enforce their rights.
Voters can reach out to the Indiana Disability Rights or Secretary of State's office. Munson says voters can also file a grievance at a polling location. She says that route may not lead to a solution in a timely manner, so she encourages voters to do what they can to cast a ballot and follow up on the issue. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruhman.
Voters with disabilities are able to request a mail-in ballot until Thursday, October 24th. Hoosiers who qualify to vote by traveling board must complete that application no later than noon the day before the election.